as Jace and Jim and Taylor and Ellie and Daniel and Luke and Sol and Chase and Zoe come before you this morning to give testimony of God's grace in their lives. I just want to explain to you a little bit about what is happening. Baptism does not make anyone a Christian. Baptism is a public profession, a public statement about an inward reality that has already taken place. So when someone becomes a Christian by the power of the Holy Spirit, giving them new life, granting them faith and repentance to believe that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven, that only Jesus could pay for sins, and that my life belongs to him, he's my Savior and my Lord, that kind of person gets baptized to give public testimony to the inward reality that has already taken place. And I want to share with you from Romans chapter 6, the reality that has already taken place for the names I just read to you. Romans chapter 6 says this: "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin. For he who has died is freed from sin." The reality of a believer's life, when you place your faith in Jesus Christ, you believe that Jesus actually satisfies the wrath of God against your sin, and you are saved. What God does with you, believer, is unites you to the Lord Jesus Christ. And by uniting you to the Lord Jesus Christ, unites you to his death and his burial and his resurrection. Which is why baptism, or immersion into Christ, can be symbolized by water baptism. That is, being taken down into the water like burial and being brought up into newness of life as unto a resurrection. It is a symbol, it is a physical emblem of the spiritual reality that has already taken place for everyone who believes in Jesus Christ. Now, you have to know something about these dear friends of ours who are going to be baptized today. They have not been rescued by God because they were extra special people, extra beautiful, super smart, that they figured the spiritual secret to life out of their own accord. These, like the rest of us, were born enemies of God. Sinners by nature and sinners by activity, incurring the wrath of God, to whom was due the infinite justice of God in eternal separation from him in hell. And God made them alive. By grace they have been saved, not by works, lest any of them would boast. By grace they have been saved through faith. Faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ at the cross to pay for their sins and make them right before God. So what you're going to hear, what you're going to see this morning is the testimony of people who have been rescued only by God's grace. And now I'm going to stop talking and let them tell you about it.